I'm Robert Castanello, and you are listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. We have an important announcement. The Riches Documentary Podcast won the 2013 Hampton Dunn Internet Media Award, given by the Florida Historical Society. We would like to take this opportunity to thank you, our listeners, for making this podcast successful, and we hope you continue to enjoy our programming with the launch of our new series, A History of Central Florida, in the fall of 2013. In this episode, I interviewed the editors of the Florida Historical Quarterly. Some of you may already be subscribers to our sister podcast, the Florida Historical Quarterly Podcast. And some of you may be learning about the Florida Historical Quarterly for the first time here. We encourage you to seek out the Florida Historical Quarterly Podcast and learn more about it. The Florida Historical Quarterly launched a special project aimed at re-examining the 500th anniversary of Ponce de Leon's landing in Florida in 1513. The project will span 5 years. In each of the 5 years, the Florida Historical Quarterly will re-examine the history of Florida over a 100-year period. This year, one issue was devoted to the 100 years since Ponce de Leon and covers issues related to the era between 1513 and 1600. Next year, an issue will be devoted to the 17th century, and ending in 2017 with an exploration of the 20th century in Florida history. I caught up with Connie Lester, editor of the Florida Historical Quarterly, and Daniel Murphy, assistant editor of the Quarterly, to tell me about the journal and this special commemoration of the anniversary of 1513. I want to thank you for joining me today.
I'm happy to be here.
Great, great. I want to talk a little bit about the quarterly. So for people, you know, a lot of our listeners, I think, don't know what the quarterly is, or maybe not even what a scholarly journal is. Can you tell us a little bit about what the mission and objective of the Florida Historical Quarterly is?
Well, the Florida Historical Society itself has as a mission to publish a scholarly journal on Florida history, and the Florida Historical Quarterly has always been that, and it has evolved over time as to exactly what that meant. Early in the history of the Quarterly, the editors spent most of their time publishing primary documents, not many articles, which was very important to future scholars to know, to be able to have access to those documents, because they weren't readily accessible. Once we reached the middle of the 20th century, the editors began to publish more in the way of scholarly articles. And those articles are based on primary sources, but they are written within the context of the dialogue that historians have with one another about what the past means. To be a scholarly journal means that the articles that are presented to us, the manuscripts that come into the journal, are sent out to people whose area of expertise matches that of the submitted manuscript. And they evaluate the materials for us. So, for instance, if we received a manuscript on the Civil War in Florida, we would send it out to scholars whose specialty was Florida history and to scholars whose specialty was the Civil War. And they would evaluate it in terms of the documentary evidence, how deep the scholarship went, as well as how well they placed it within the context of the current discussion that goes on between historians. And they would give us an evaluation of the manuscript. When the manuscript is sent out, the evaluators do not know who wrote the manuscript, nor does the author know who evaluated it. So it's a double blind process. And that gives the evaluators more leeway in saying exactly what they think about the manuscript. We then look at that and make a judgment on what to do next. So sometimes we say to the author that this is not suitable for the quarterly, and it can be not suitable for a number of reasons. Maybe it's not especially a Florida manuscript. It may be more of a South Carolina or a Georgia manuscript and less of a Florida manuscript. It may also not be very well supported by the evidence. And so we would say, well, this is just not for the quarterly. Most of the time what happens is that the evaluator gives us some indication that this probably will be published eventually or should be published eventually, but it needs some work. And they'll give us their evaluation of what needs to be done to bring it up to a high standard. And so that's what it means to be a scholarly journal. It means that the articles that are written for the journal are well grounded in the primary research and well grounded in the current literature.
So one can conclude everything doesn't get published.
Everything does not get published.
And it's also not the fact that one can go to their bookstore and purchase an issue like they would a magazine. So how does one come about to getting a journal?
Well, most people get the journal because they are members of the Florida Historical Society, and the journal is a benefit of membership. So when you join the Florida Historical Society for the year, you get four issues of the journal. There are other ways that you can access the journal. If you are doing research, you can have access to older volumes of the journal in print form in university and college libraries, in some city libraries, in some local history museums have been members of the society and have back issues of the journal. Most people who are doing research, though, access the journal through what is called JSTOR. And JSTOR is a subscription service. They have digitized back issues of the journal. They are available through university archives. They are available through individual subscriptions. More recently, they have begun to open JSTOR to a broader audience so that the oldest issues of the journal, the 1920s, for instance, are now available as in the common domain, and they're available through JSTOR pretty readily. But within the last month or so, JSTOR has also made it available that you can go online to JSTOR, and without taking out a subscription, you can download 3 articles a month from them, again, to make it more accessible to people. There is also another service that makes the journal available. It is open source. It has a 5-year wall so that you would be receiving or could have access to journals from the beginning up to now in 2013. It would be 2007 or 8 that you could have access to the journal. And that's Palm, and that's it's available online, but that is a Florida service that is available through the libraries. But it's available to individuals, but it's made available through the libraries. In JSTOR, there's a 3-year wall, so that in 2013 you have access to journals up through 2009 and soon 2010. So those are the ways in which people can get access to the journal.
So, you know, you told us about the editorial process by which one submits an article, and then the article is vetted before publication. And one of the reasons we're doing the interview today is to talk about the 500-year project, which is a special issue in each volume dedicated to 100 years of Florida history, starting with the 16th century, and then 5 years later working up through the 20th century. So can you talk a little bit about what the role of special issues have been for the quarterly?
Well, we have, these are not the first special issues we've done. We've done several special issues. And generally what that entails is deciding on a topic, and there are oftentimes, though not always, they're oftentimes associated with anniversaries. So we did a 50th anniversary of NASA special issue. We did a special issue on the 1810 West Florida Rebellion. And now we're doing special issues on the 500 years of Florida history. And what that means is that we select an editor, someone who, a guest editor, someone who is very knowledgeable in the field. And we ask them to put together a set of articles that will tell the story of that event or set of events. And they know the field better than anyone else, and so they know who is writing and who is well known in that field, an expert in that area. And they put together the special issue. They invite authors to submit an article for the special issue. In the case of the one we've just had, the 16th century in Florida, that was organized in a way for people to be able to see what had been written about Florida in the 16th century and what the newest scholarship is. So the first article in there is by the guest editor, and it's a piece in which he goes through the literature and he talks about the ways in which historians have looked at the 16th century and the ways in which their ideas about the 16th century have changed over time, so that as they began to think about first those Spaniards coming to the shores, and they looked at it perhaps as a moment of exploration, and they looked at it from a European's perspective. And increasingly, historians began to look at it from the perspective of the people who are already here, the Native Americans, and what did that mean? And then over time, they add, as people began to think about it and as they began to look for it in the literature, they began to look for things like the women who were here, Native American women, European women who came, the ways in which the economic development of Florida over this time. So they began to look at it in very different ways. And his first essay, which is a quite lengthy one, but it is one that walks you through that literature so you can see the way in which historians have looked at Florida and the way that's changed over time. Then we have an article looking at the historical archaeology. And again, some of it deals with the way in which our ideas about the past have been reshaped by the artifacts that have been found by historical archaeologists and as they think about the past. And then we have two young scholars, one who has had his PhD for a few years now, but one who just got his PhD this past month. And so how are they looking at Florida in the 16th century, and how is their scholarship different from what has gone on in the past, and what does that open for scholars in the future? So that particular issue is shaped around the scholarship that has been and the scholarship that's coming.
So these special issues give you a real opportunity to kind of explore maybe a period or a topic in greater depth than just a non-special issue might?
Yes. I mean, you can find plenty of things about the 16th century over the years that have been published in the Florida Historical Quarterly. But this is a concentrated look. And so everything that is in the quarterly for that issue is directed toward the 16th century.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Very welcome.
Well, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
And what I want to do is talk a little bit about the project. I know it's a 5-year project, but it's a really interesting project. I wanted to give a chance for our listeners to learn a little bit about it and what you all have been doing and will be doing over the next 5 years to celebrate the 500 years of Ponce de Leon's landing on the peninsula of Florida. So can you tell me a little bit about what the project is exactly?
Sure. We kind of came up with this idea, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago. And in order to kind of commemorate Ponce de Leon's discovery, or what he believed was a discovery of Florida, we wanted to look at Florida again, not just during the time he was here, but over the next 500 years, pretty much to the present. So we looked at this commemoration as a way to kind of take a snapshot of where historians are, or what historians have done in terms of Florida, and what they're doing now, and where they're going with it. So what we're doing is, over the next 5 years or so, we're devoting a special issue of the Florida Historical Quarterly to one of the centuries, or depending on the time, one or more. So next year we'll have a special issue devoted to 17th century Florida. Year after that, 18th century. Then we will have two issues the next year devoted to the 19th century. And then the final year we'll have an issue devoted to the 20th century. And what we envision this as being is a kind of a go-to resource for teachers and instructors of Florida history, really of all grade levels, who want to know more about what historians are doing and what kind of the current scholars, how they're approaching Florida history.
So you're dividing this up by roughly 100-year periods. Is that correct?
About 100 years. We're kind of giving the editors some leeway. So, for instance, with the 19th century, we're kind of dividing it up halfway, but it'll be, say, 1790s to 1840, something like that.
And so in this 100-year period, what issues will you be exploring in each century?
Well, you know, again, we're giving the editors a lot of leeway, but with our first issue, the first special issue that came out this year, we have different aspects we want to cover. One thing we're hoping to get in all of the issues is a historiographic overview. And what we want is, specifically, like in this first issue, Paul Hoffman, kind of a well-known historian when it comes to 16th century Florida, he gave us a really good article on what has been written on Florida, and from the at least for the past 50 years. And what we want is to have a core piece like that in every special issue. So again, students, scholars can go to this issue first if they want to know what's been written on these things. And then, depending on the subject, we want to kind of cover the major themes of the field. In this first issue, we have an article by Kathleen Deegan about the historical archaeology of 16th century Florida, kind of giving an archaeological perspective. We have a younger scholar named Jonathan DeCoster, who just finished his PhD, writing on the borderlands of the 16th century Florida, which is kind of a newer topic that a lot of scholars are looking at now. And then John McGrath, who is a historian of the French in 16th century Florida, he contributed a piece to perceptions of Florida during this period, mostly in Europe. So what we're trying to do is get a variety of different, I guess, perspectives on Florida during the time being studied, though there is no set criteria here. It's going to be up to the guest editors and what they think is most needed by those interested in Florida history.
So you have the first issue published already in the 16th century, right?
Correct.
So what do you think this issue accomplished?
Well, I hope what it accomplished, and it's we've gotten some good feedback on it, but it's still a little hard to tell how it's being received, is we want people to understand that when you're thinking about Florida history, you need to kind of conceptualize it chronologically, or don't think that what was happening in, say, 1830s Florida was what was going on beforehand. So I think what we did is we established a good basis for anybody that wants to know more about 16th century Florida to get a concentrated kind of introduction. Or another way I'd say that is, you know, I don't know where else you can get this kind of snapshot view of 16th century Florida in existing literature.
So it's sort of like in one place. We have all these questions being asked.
Exactly, exactly.
And has there been any response to the issue as of yet?
Kind of anecdotal responses. We've heard good things from a lot of the contributors. Some of the members have communicated with us. We did a podcast with the guest editor, Paul Hoffman, and it's received a lot of hits.
So what about the next issue now? So the next issue is 17th century. How far along is that?
Next issue, 17th century, it's due to be published in winter 2014, so it's still kind of being put together. The guest editor for that issue is Jane Landers, who is a really impressive scholar. That she does a lot on 17th century Florida, especially on African Americans and slavery in 17th century Florida. But I think, and this is something I should have said about Hoffman and all of our guest editors, we're approaching guest editors that are really cognizant of the field in Florida, but also guest editors that are not just Florida historians. Or with someone like Jane Landers, in addition to being a scholar of Florida, she's also a Latin Americanist and an Atlantic World specialist. So what we want our guest editors to do is to interpret Florida history during the particular period they're looking at, not just from a local perspective, but from a broader, either global or hemispheric perspective, which I think Jane Landers can do. So I know a couple of the contributors that are going to be part of this volume, and I don't want to give them away yet because I don't want to ruin the surprise. But I think the way it's shaping up now is going to be just as good or have the same kind of impact that the 16th century volume did.
So this also seems like an opportunity, too, to look at Florida history, at least the breadth of Florida history, through the lens of how historical interpretation is being developed contemporarily.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that this is something that... You can look at what's being put in these special issues for their historical material, but you can also look at it as kind of a, how we're interpreting this today and how this shows the progress of historiography or viewpoints on how to view the history of any place, but specifically Florida over time. So we're you know, by the time we're done with this, not only are we going to have special issues devoted to these various centuries, but we're also going to have special issues devoted to these to these specific periods through the eyes of, I think, six different scholars with different approaches. But I think that's a healthy thing for audiences of these quarterlies to experience, because they're going to see not just what the content is about, but how, overall, historians do their work.
All right, well, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, and if you enjoyed it, please share it with someone you think would also want to subscribe. If you're interested in learning more about the Florida Historical Quarterly, then please look for the Florida Historical Quarterly podcast. A link can be found at the UCF Department of History podcast website, and join the Florida Historical Society so you can receive the Florida Historical Quarterly as a benefit with membership.